Okay, today is Daf Kuf, Daf 100 of Masechta Erevin. We're on Daf Sadek Test on the base of the Mishnah, the bottom. So if you get full this Mishnah, it's about a tree. Now, there's a rule that you're not allowed to use a tree. You're not allowed to climb a tree on Shabbos, you're not allowed to lean on a tree, you're not allowed to sit on a tree. That's basically the rule. That's how we paskin. There's going to be a little variations of this in the Gemara Machlokes. However, now we're not going to talk about, we're talking about the branches. So listen to this. Elon, she meisach al haaretz, a tree that is, the branches are drooping overhead. There might be a picture of it. A picture would help. In a nofo gavom in haaretz shlosha tvachim, if the branches are not three tvachim off the ground, metaltel in tachtav, then you can carry under the tree. Why? As long as the branches go down to within three tvachim of the ground, then we'll say love when they're connected to the ground. That in under the tree, this big tree, you can carry in there.
What do you call it?
What? What do you call it? No, I think they call it a Rishus HaYachid.
Who's
Rishus HaYachid? What do you mean, who's Rishus HaYachid? Rishus HaYachid has nothing to do with private property. Oh. Right, we know that's already, that's the Aleph.
Right, so it's called Rishus HaYachid.
Yes.
Where is this tree?
It doesn't matter. Oh. Right? Ain't no for...
Did you watch Bob Ross?
It ain't no for Govim Minaret Shalosh Tvachim, Matatl Matatl. Good. Sharashav Govim Minaret Gimel Tvachim. If the roots are three Tvachim above the ground or more, Lo Yeshev Alehim, you can't sit on them. Why? Because you can't use the tree on Shabbos. If they're on the ground itself, there might be a heter for that. That we'll get to. Amr of Huna, Bered of Yeshua. However, if you have some massive tree, some Guinness Book of World Records tree, which is massive, that it's base two base up, which is like 75,000 square miles, it's a massive tree, then you can't go under there.
Why? Like, or it's been covered?
You can't. I don't know. Rashi says, ha, call Hekuf, the circumference. Shehu, Mukaf, Ludira, Afilu, Asara, Kur, Mutter. Right? Normally, if it's mukaf l'dira, it could be as big as you want. A house could be as big as it will want. There's no shear for a house. Sakam, there's a shear here for the tree. My time of why? So Gemara says, Mishum dahave dira shetashmisha la'avir. Because it's a use, it's a residence that's only open to the sky. V'chal dira shetashmisha la'avir, ematal talon bo yasser beisasayim. Any such a tree like that, you can only carry up to two beisa. Okay, any area like that, I'm sorry. Now, Shirashav Gavom in Aret, if the roots are above the ground, you really gonna need a picture for this. Do they have a picture of it?
Yeah.
Okay. Itmar. So really you're gonna be talking about three different parts of the branch, a root. Three different parts of a root. Itmar, here we go. Shirashay Elon, if the root haba'in milmaila Mishlosha, Lutoch Shlosha. So we said above three tvachim, you can't sit on that branch. What if the root goes up and then down? Comes out of the ground, goes up, and then goes down. Can you sit on the down part? The up part, you cannot.
Because it's above.
What about the down part? Because what's the issue? Not allowed to use the tree, you're not allowed to use the tree on Shabbos? Yeah, but it's not really a tree, it's really the ground. Since it's really on the ground, it's like the ground. So can you do that? So Rabba Amar Mutter Lishtamish Ben. Rabba says it's Mutter. Rabbi Sheshis Amar Asr Lishtamish Ben. It's Asr. Rabba Amar Mutter Lishtamish Ben. The Kalpachas Megimel Da'ara Arahi. Anything within three has the status of three. Rabbi Sheshis Amar Asr Lishtamish Ben. It's Asr. Why? Kivan Demikoach Asr Ka'asi Asurin. Since it comes from an Asr branch, it's Asr. In other words, the branch is above three, then it dips down. The only reason why it dips down is because it was above three. That's Asr. What about this? Didamu kim shunitha disalkin le'ela. Didamu kim shunitha. What if it looks like a kim shunitha? What's a kim shunitha? A kim shunitha, is there a picture of it? There must be. If there isn't, there should be.
There probably is a picture, but they don't call it kim shunitha.
Well, that's what the Gemara called it. A kum shunitha is the best way to describe it, is like the tail of a dragon, which has it's a extension and then coming out of it are branches, like coming out of the dragon's tails or horns. It's a branch, and coming out of it are sides.
More branches
on the sides.
So it's a picture to the left. It's in picture 353 on the left side of that.
Now there are three parts to this. There are three parts to this. Ready? There are three parts to this. The Salkin Le'ela Asurin. If it goes above three Tvachim, that's Asur. I don't care what sticks out on the side. It doesn't matter. Once it's above three Tvachim, it's Asur. You're not allowed to have enough of a tree on Shabbos. Once it's above three Tvachim, it's Asur. Din Nach Din Lesata Shari. Below three Tvachim is Mutter. That's not a Shaila. Why? It's considered on the ground, it's Mutter. With Stadin, what about one of the horns that extend out? The actual branch is above three, but the horn now is below three. That's the whole machlokas. You hear that, Case?
No. Why is that different from the first case, from the very first case, when one piece came out?
What?
Why is that different from the case before?
Because here it's an extension from the branch. It's not the branch itself.
So that makes a difference?
Yeah.
Extension of it?
Yeah.
Even though it went over three o'clock and then back down again?
Yeah. I guess so.
In a treehouse, you can't go on
Shabbos. No, you cannot climb a tree on
Shabbos. I'm not saying that.
How'd you get into the? How'd you get there?
I'm saying the ladder to the.
So they have a thing called studding, and if it's something attached to a tree, you also can't climb it. What if it's twice removed? In other words, if you take a nail and stick it into a tree, you can't climb the nail either. Right, I'll go up. I'll make the steps out of a nail. So you can't do that. But if I make nails and I attach wood to the nail, then I can touch the wood. That you could do.
You can sit up under the treehouse.
But then how are you going to get to the treehouse? How are you going to sit in there?
Sitting on a bench in the treehouse.
On a bench in the treehouse. It should be. Like a hammock on a tree. I believe the rule is, if you look it up, if the hammock is connected to a nail, you can't go on the hammock. What? No, but the rope of the hammock is resting on a nail. That's considered once removed. If you have two nails or a wood and a nail, then it's considered twice removed. We should look it up. I don't want to paskin. The plug to the Rav of Sheshes, and that's the machlokas of Rav of Sheshes. This little branch sticking out, v'chein anigra, and the same story by an anigra. An anigra is a stump in a ditch. The stump itself sticking out of the ditch is less than three tvachim. But if you go to the bottom of the ditch, it's more than three tvachim. The ditch is 10 tvachim deep, let's say. So the stump is really 13 tvachim deep, 12 tvachim deep. Right? But on the surface of the ground, only two tvachim. So can you sit on that or not? That's same achlokas. V'chein b'keren zavis. So too in a corner. What's the story about a corner? There's a tree stuck in the corner of your house, or the corner of your yard. It's in the corner of the yard. You have a wall, right? You have a wall in your backyard, surrounding your backyard. The tree is 12 tvachim tall, but only the top two stick out over the wall. So the rest of it's really connected to the wall. So again, can you use that part of the top of the tree? Can you put something up there? Same achlokas. Hahu dikla, there was once a tree. The Havi Allah Abaya. It was in Abaya's house. How did he make a house around the tree? I don't know, but it was there. Havi Salad B'Pume, and it stuck out from the roof less than three tvachim. So also look at Rav Yosef v'Sharilei. Rav Yosef said it's mutter. Why? Because the tree's really. What's that? It was out in the corner. So Amalei Rav Acha bar Tachlifa the Sharilach Rabba Sharilach. You pass it on like Rabba. So Pshita, that's obvious. No, it could be everybody. Malatema, I would have thought if you were Rav Sheshes. Even if Sheshes would agree, it's mutter. Why? Besa commanda lesa dummy. Because the house is as if it's filled up with airspace. It's filled up. And if it's filled up, then everybody, even if Sheshes would agree that this is a tree that only has two tvachim tall. And you ignore the whole bottom part. And then you can use the top part of it. Kamashla, no, they didn't hold like that. Rabba held like that, but Sheshes didn't hold like that. Next. Tanan, we learned. If you have branches, roots, that are three tvachim tall, You can't sit there. Hechi dami, what's the case? Idlo hadri kipi pshita. If they don't go back into the ground, that's obvious. Ela lav afagav the hadar kipi, even though they go back into the ground. As long as they stick out of the ground, more than three tvachim, it's a problem. Right? That's really a kash on Rabbah. Right? So Gemara says, lo, la'olab d'lohadari kipi. Really, they don't go out of the come back out of the ground. Baha kamash one. Here's the story. Af agav d'tzido echad shav la'aretz. Even though, I'm not sure what this means. Even though one branch is flush with the ground, however, under that branch, they dug a hole. Right? There's a picture in the article. They dug a hole. Therefore,
he says it's even with the ground.
And then you can't sit on it. Eyes even with the ground. Yeah, because you made a hole underneath it. So make a hole underneath it. It's not really flush with the ground. Okay, next. Tana Rabbanan. Sharsha Ilan, the roots of a tree, shegavon min ha'aretz gimel tvachim, that are three tvachim tall, o shiyesh chalal tachtehem gimel tvachim, or they have a hole underneath three tvachim, afal pi, even though shetido echad shavu la'aretz, even though it's flush with the ground, harezeh lo yoshev aleihem, you shouldn't sit on it. Lefi she'ein olin be'ilan, you can't go up, you're not allowed to go climb a tree on Shabbat. They nuslin be'ilan, you can't rest on a tree. You can't use a tree. They nishon be'ilan, you can't rest on a tree. V'lo yala be'ilan mivod yom, you can't even go up on a tree on Friday. V'yeshev shav kol yom kula, and stay there for Shabbos. Echad ilan, not a tree. V'echad kol behema, not a behema either. Echad avol bor, siach u'ma'arba, some kind of pit. The gadar or fence. Metapis v'olam, metapis v'yore, that you can do. Afilu hein me'am, even if they're 100 amas tall or 100 amas deep. That's not a problem. Now, Tani Chada, we learned one place. Im Allah, if you climb up a tree, mutalere, you're allowed to come down. Shouldn't do that, but if you did it, you can come down. But Tani Idach, asalere. Another price that says you're not allowed to come down. You're stuck up there. How do you resolve this inconsistency? Lo kasha. Kan, when is it mutter mivod yom? If you went up there before Shabbos, we'll let you come down. Kan, mishecha shecha. If you went up there on Shabbos, as a knas, we make you stay there the whole Shabbos. Or ha mishecha shecha. No, it could be the both times you went up on Shabbos. Lo kasha. When is it mutter v'shogeg? You went up v'shogeg. I didn't know you had to go to a tree. I didn't go to that daf. I didn't know you had to go up on a tree. Kam meitid. You did it for meitid. Then we make a knas on you and you can't come down.
It sounds like it's an issue.
It's not muksa. It's a gzera. They might come to break a branch. Right, it's a gzera. That's why Amud Beis. So we're going to see what if there are no branches. Or it's the winter time. You're not going to break. Then maybe some wanted to matter it. V'bayisema or havaha b'shogeg. It could be the both shogeg. V'hachan over here b'kansu shogeg atu mezid kamiflegi. Do we make a shogeg atu mezid? Mar savar katzidan. To one who said it's aser, said yes. Even though it was a mistake, we still make a kanat. Umar savar lo katzidan. And the other one holds we don't do that. Amar Rav Huna, Braid, Rav Yehoshua, Ketanoi. It's really, let's say it's a machlokas tanoi. Now, this is going to, at a left field, the Gemara is going to try to compare climbing a tree on Shabbos and making a knas on you to the following. There's a halacha like this. Some karbonos, you applied one corner of the mizbeach got dam. Some, all four corners got dam. Okay? What if one that's supposed to get four got mixed up with one that's supposed to get one? So now what do you do? If you apply one, you're running into a potential problem of baltigra. You're not applying enough. And if you apply four, you're running into a potential problem of baltosif. Hear what's going on? Okay, here we go. How does that connect to climbing a tree on Shabbos? You'll see in a minute. Hanitanin b'matana achas. Something that's supposed to have one corner, one blood application, shenis arvu benitan v'mata achas, got mixed up with another one that's supposed to be one. If it's that, that's easy. Yinafnu matan achas, give one. Matan dalad, yinafnu matan dalad. Four with four, give four. Matan dalad matan achas, what about four with one? So now, here we go. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Yinasnu Matan Dalet. Give four. Do four. Ah, you're running into a potential Balkosif problem. Says Rashi. It's the Rashi of Yinatnu the Matan Arba. Kasavar. Kum Asay Mitzvah Adif. It's better to do the mitzvah. In other words, what's the alternative? What's the alternative? Not to do anything? Rather just to do it. Afagav the behind mitzvah ikatzara vira the over aba abachar abal tosif. You're gonna be over on Baltosif because the Bachar gets only one. So you're gonna be over on Baltosif, right? Right? Osi asay dechatos dechsiv v'nasan al karnos v'dachi losa lebaltosif de Bachar. The asay of chatos, the asay of four, is doche the losa asay of Baltosif. You hear that? You hear that, Rashi? The assay of putting four, what's the issue? Why can't you put four? Because Baltosif. But there's an assay, we have a concept called assay doche los assay. So the assay of four, of chatos, is doche the los assay of Baltosif. Okay? You hear that? What? Yeah.
So you can say that about any.
Say that about anything, right? So here we go. Look at Tosfos. Second Tosfos. First of all, Tosfos has a side point where he says, Pirish, Ole, Shehumatan Shtayim Shehin Dalid, Babachor. What happened? What got mixed? Which carbons got mixed up? In Ola, which is really four, with a Bachor that's really one. O Pesach, or Pesach, which is one. Aval Ein Lafarish Matan Dalid, Hainu Chatas. It can't be a Chatas, which is also four. Why? In this Arvu, Matan Chatas, Pesach, or Bachor, Ein Lantakono. You're stuck. Lefisha Zelam, Ayla, Bichotas, Sikra, Vizelamata. One's above the red line, one's below the red line, you're stuck. That can't be right. So what is it? What is it? Okay, fine. That's a side issue. Now, v'im tomar, v'leisi asay v'lidchi lav de'bal tosif. Why don't you say asay doche los asay, which is exactly what Rashi said. Obviously, Tosus didn't agree with it. Tosus did not agree with it. That's not the reason. That's not the reason why asay
doche.
What do you mean? No, you're doing an asay. You're doing an asay of chatos. But within that assay, you're going to be also doing Baltosif on the Bachar.
Right.
But assay dochalos assay, as Rashi said, so Tosfos doesn't buy that. Because Tosfos asked, so why don't you just say that? Listen to Tosfos' answer. Really what Mr. Freud said. V'yish lomar, d'lo domi klal l'klayim betzitzis. When do we say assay dochalos assay? For that klayim by tzitzis, brishmila cutting off tzaras, right? Dahacha al yede pshia huba. What happened over here? It's a mistake, and you got mixed up the blood, right? Below dechias halav. You could have done this without violating a lav. You could have. How? Don't be so negligent. Don't be so clumsy. You could have done it. It's impossible to wear tzitzis the right way and not wear shatnas. It's impossible. Ah, say dochalos say. It's impossible to do a mila. And the saras is on the mila part without violating the lav of cutting off a mila. It's impossible. That's when we say asay doch alo sase. You can't just say it any time you want. Oh, I say doch alo sase.
Why by tzitzis is it impossible?
Because tcheles,
By definition.
What?
Will.
Right.
And then
so let's say you have a linen. Let's say you have a linen bag, which you're allowed to have. Right. Then it's you have no choice. You have no choice. He had a choice. Right? Who told you to be clumsy? You had a choice. You don't say dochalos, I say there. So then how does Tosfos explain Rabbi Eliezer? I think he says, Tosfos says, you view the other dam as if it's water. So it's a funny thing. Also, you view it as if it's water. So therefore, it's not baltosif. Others say you can't be over baltosif without kavana. That's another interesting twist. I don't even know what kind of baltosif. What do you want from me? You mixed up. What am I supposed to do? Baltosif? So some say that. So let's go back to the Gemara. Right, so Rashi doesn't hold from that answer. Rashi holds, no, say doch alos say. Tosa, that's crazy. So what is the answer? Why does Rabbi Yoshua say, why does Rabbi Eliezer say, let the four push off the one? What's the reason? So give a few reasons. So Rashi says, I say doch alos say. Tosa can't be. So in Zvachim, where this Gemara appears, he says the answer is because you'll view the other dam as if it's water. I'm just playing around over here. Some say because it has to be with Kavana Baltosef. Okay. Rabbi Yeshua Omer? No. Yinatz numatana achas. Do one. Do just one. Says Rashi in the Omer Yinatz numatana achas. Kim on the kaimalon. Kol hanitana mazbech achitzon shenatzon matna achas kiper. One will work. Hacha lo efshar. The lo efshar. Samchin le'alil afil chachila. V'lo ofrin al Baltosef. You're not going to be over on Baltosef. What about Baltigra? V'im yishum Baltigra dechatas. What about Baltigra? Kedar matayma mutav shi'aker Baltigra me'ilav. It's better to do Baltigra in a shevi altase way. How are you over Baltigra? By not doing more. Me'ilav shi'yoshev ve'ena oker halav bi'adayim. I'd rather be over Baltigra by sitting in my chair and not doing it than be over Baltosef biyadayim. So it's a total different way of looking at it. Hey, that's the machlokas tanoim here. She do four, she do one. Well, according, here we go. Amal over Belazer. Hurry over Baltosef. Baltigra. But according to that, you're over Baltigra. Amal over Yeshua. Hurry over Baltosef. You're over Baltosef. Which one is it?
Which one's worse?
So there's two ways to look at it. Amar Rebbe Eliezer. La amru ela kishu ba'atzmo. That means, what does it mean, shu ba'atzmo? Right? You're doing it mamash b'yadayim. It's much worse. Amar lo Rabbi Yeshua, lo na'ar baltigra, ela kishu ba'atzmo. And baltigra, you're not doing it by yourself, you're not doing anything. Yes, you're over baltigra, but you're over it in a passive way. Va'od amar Yeshua, kishu nasata avayta al baltosif, fasitza ma'aseh b'yadecha. When you do baltosif, you're actually doing it. He's taking your hand and he's doing sprinkling. Kishlo nasata vayta al baltigra lo asitza ma'aseh b'yadecha. You don't do it b'yadayim, right? Now,
by definition, baltigra is something you're doing in a
correct,
passive way.
Correct. So you're not allowed to do that. There are other things you're also not allowed to do in a passive way. It's not just baltigra. But the point, you're not allowed to do that. You know, I'm going to put on one sitis on my, and then I'm going to stop. It's also baltigra. So you're not allowed to do that. But when it's a conflict between Baltigra and Baltosif, rather be over Baltigra. It's less of an avera because it's less b'yadayim. If you have a choice. You don't have a choice by tzitzis. I'm going to put in only three parshas. I'm too lazy to write the fourth one. That's Baltigra. You're over on an avera if you do that.
Every Baltigra has to be passive.
It's correct. So that's interesting, right? Baltigra is always passive.
Even if you have only two pair of children and you know one of them has five parshas,
right, interesting. It's interesting, right? Let's see, you have that.
Which one?
You have two pairs of tefillin. One has five, one has three. Which one should you wear? Did he say wear three?
No.
What? Did he say wear none?
Because you know both of them are not good.
It's the exact same thing. By the way, can anyone think of a way that Baltigra applies to Zmanazah? According to Herschel Schachter? According to Herschel Schachter, it's a big machlokas. According to Herschel Schachter, if you wear tits without tchelas, you're over in Baltigra. You hear that? Now that it's available, if you hold that and you're not wearing it, it's Baltigra. If you're an Onase, what can I tell you? Not Baltigra, you're an Onase. Doesn't you don't have it. But if you have it and you bedafka don't put it on, it's a Ishaila Baltigra. Others argue on that. Even if he's right, and even if it's right, it's not Baltigra. It's a big Lamda Shemach Lokas. Anyway, it's just interesting how it could come up.
Yeah,
so Mr. Freud's question is a fascinating question. What if you have two pairs of tefillin? One has five, one has three, which one should you wear? What? What's the alternative? Not to wear any?
Yeah, no, but why is that different? You're putting on three. That's like sort of an
either one of that.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Why you don't
act of Baltigra?
It's the same.
I'm going out of my way to be over Baltigra.
It's the same effort.
I still want to compare the same effort. This other issue.
What?
The other issue with the blood, because you'll never know which is the correct one. This is you look. You're doing a
hand. No, but I'm too lazy. I'll put on one. I have a four quarter. I'm going to put on one corner. I'll put on tzitzis. The rest I'm not going to bother with. So that's Baltigra. Now let's do that. Now, so here we go. L'Rebbe Eliezer, the Amar Hassam, So listen, now I have to get it back to the tree, right? How are we going to do that? So according to Rabbi Eliezer, the Amar who said, Hasam kumase adif, actions are better, even though you're over an Avera. Hachanami, you're right, go down from the tree. By climbing down from the tree, I'm doing more Averas. Right? I'm using the tree again. I can sit there all day and not use the tree. I'm using it again. Let it calm down. Why? Because kum vase is adif. Of climbing down the tree. Right? Meaning using your koa. That's giving me the Gemara's answer. That's giving me the Gemara's answer. It's not a mitzvah.
Why is it better?
Because that's what he held. He held, do the mitzvah. Because he's doing a mitzvah.
What's a mitzvah? Climb down.
That's the Gemara's answer. The Gemara is not a mitzvah.
Down is easier.
So what? You're still using it. Still using it. Rabbi Yeshua, Darmar Hasam, Sheva Altaza, Adif. Hachanayim, Lo Yorit. Don't come down. Stay up there. It's like, no. Dil Malachi. Adkan, Lo Kamar, Rabbi Lazar Hasam, Kum Vase, Adif, El Dika, Offer Mitzvah. Well, I see, doing a mitzvah. Okay, so you're running into Bal Tosafah problems. Abel Hacha, Dila Adif, Mitzvah, Dila Ovid Mitzvah, Hachanayim, Lo Yorit. Hey, what kind of mitzvah is that? Stay up there.
Well, allows you to do more mitzvahs. Sure,
so we don't factor that. The inami or ad kan lo kamer Yeshua hasam shev atasa adif ella deloka avid isura. You don't do an avera. Hacha aval hacha did ka avid asura. You did an avera. Over there you didn't do an avera. You didn't mix them on purpose. A mistake happened. Hey, you did an avera. What's the avera? You climbed the tree on Shabbat. Hacha nami yeru. You said to come down. Don't stay up there. You don't say shev atasa when it's an avera. Okay. Tani chada. We learned in one place. Echad ilan la. Echad ilan yavesh. Whether it's a dry tree or wet tree, it makes no difference. Tani idach, vedavam amurim, when is that true? Balah, only by a dry tree, a wet tree. Avil b'yavesh mutter, but in a wet tree, it's mutter. Amar of Yehuda, lo kasha, tana kasha, distira. Kan, when is it aser, shegizal machlef, when it's going to regrow. Kan, when is it mutter, b'she'en gizal machlef, it's not going to regrow. So it's like a dead tree. That you can climb on Shabbos. We hold you can't climb that either. Gizal machlef, yavesh, gizal machlef, yavesh karislei. That's called Yavesh. It's not Yavesh at all. It's going to regrow. Ela lo kasha. That's what it is. No. Kan, when is it mutter? Bimasachama. In the summertime, where there is nothing to pull off. Kan, when is it aser? Bimasachama. In the wintertime. Bimasachama ha nitzvei peiri. Yeah, but there's still peiri. There's still fruits. There might not be leaves and branches. There's still fruits. No, but lack of peiri, there is no fruits. Aivaka nitzvei kinti. Yeah, but you can pull off some branches. Bigiduda, it's very smooth. There's no branches. Any, is that true? But Rav Ikla Le Apastia, Rav went to this town called Apastia, but also had Bigaduda. He even asked climbing that kind of tree. Yeah, Rav Biko Matsu, he went to a valley, Bagadar Bagadar. In other words, he went to a place full of Amaratim. So he had to have say something with little teeth. Don't climb any trees. What are they going to start by Cheshirin? There's a bunch of Amaratim. So he went to a place where there was no Torah, he had to be a little more strict.
Wouldn't you pick a dry tree with great easier? There are drakes there.
I don't know. I hear you. Okay, we gotta finish. We have a lot of agadah here. Amar Rami bar Abba, Amar Rav, Asi. Asher lo adam shiyahalech al gabi asav b'Shabbos. You're not allowed to walk on grass barefoot on Shabbos. Why not?
Only barefoot.
Why not? Says Rashi. No, Rashi doesn't say anything. Why not? What's the reason? Because you're gonna pull out grass with your toes. Right?
And with shoes, you're not afraid of
it. No. Well, you know what? Let's say even with shoes. Right? Okay. What?
Is it Malacha or Gezerah?
Also, it's a Gezerah. Says the Bechor Shor. You see from here that if you pull, let's say you do pull them out with your toes. That's Kotzer Doraisa? With your toes? That's bizarre. That's a normal way of pulling, of uprooting with your toes? With your shoes? That's not normal? That's not normal. Otherwise, it wouldn't be a Xera, because you can't make a Xera look Xera. Mm-hmm. If pulling out is only Midrabanan with your toes, it's only Midrabanan, then we're going to ask her walking on grass, Xera, that would never do. So, what are you telling me? That pulling out with your toes is Daraisa? That's not considered Klachayad?
What's the Xera
on Xera? There's a Xera, don't pull out grass with your toes. Yeah. Now, Xera on top of that, and don't walk on grass on Shabbos. Now, the double Xera? So it's a fascinating thing. The Bechor Shor says it's not considered a shinui. It's not considered klachayat.
Okay,
it's not. How else would he explain this? Mishum Shemar, it says, Va'at b'chat b'raglayim chote. Fine. Tani chad the mutter le'elach agabi asav m'shabbos. Tani idach, asr. One says mutter, one says asr. Lo kasha, sana kasha. Ha b'lachim. One is an asr with moist. Ha b'yaveshim. One is a mutter with dry. B'yibay seba ha b'lachim. They're both moist. Lo kasha. Ha, one is an asr, b'yimotzachama. Ha, kan, b'yimotzachshamim. But in the winter, it's mutter. When is it mutter? When you're wearing shoes. Ha, when is it aser? When you're not wearing shoes. To both wearing shoes. Ha, when is it aser? It's like uksi. When you have spikes, right? You're playing baseball. Ha, the less like uksi. If you don't have spikes, it's not mutter. It's mutter. It could be both cases you have spikes. Ha, the ispe sharcha. When is it aser? When it's long grass. Ha, the last page, Arachi. When is it mutter? When it doesn't have long hair. 1 second. Does anybody have a kasha on this? It's not maskavim. The hill hid not now. The kaimel onker of Shimon. The halak of Shimon, who says what? That a davar she'ena maskavim. What's a davar she'ena maskavim? You do an act, which is mutter, such as taking a walk on Shabbos. It may or may not result in an usher act. It's mutter. It's 100%. The grass is coming off.
He's assuming it's a
separation. No. So that kind of assumption is that.
By the way,
therefore, kulu shari. It's all mutter. It can't be a machlokas. Is it a psikresha?
No, it has to be.
Right, has to either it is or it isn't. It can't be a hack without it.
No,
it can't. You can't have a hack. Oh, if I cut off the head of the chicken, will it die? No, it will die. You can't have a discussion about that. If I walk on the grass, will the grass get uprooted? No, it won't. It might. Now, by the way, that's true of every davar she'ena maskavim. It might or might not happen. If after the fact you see it happen, oh, now you can't do it. That's true. Right?
We don't have to worry about what we do. I thought we were saying it's a gezeira.
What?
I thought we were saying it's a gezeira.
So originally we thought it's definitely going to happen. It's not a gezeira. It's definitely going to happen. Definitely going to happen. And it's not a klachiyan, it's not something abnormal. It's definitely going to happen. Now I'm saying, what are you talking about? It's definitely going to happen. It might and it might not. If it might or might not, it's mutter. Says Tosfos, the second Tosfos, Pirush Rabbeinu Chananel, the high heter, this heter that we just said, lo koi ela asavim b'shari b'chol inyan. It's only mutter by grass. That's the heter here about davar she'ena maskavim. Avol b'ilan, ein lo chiyach sham shum heter. There is no heter, afilu yavesh, the Shayach Lamidzar Tvei, Bishom Dominka Ramilsa. For some reason, what? Right, that's what we're passing. Don't say, it's all mutter, only the grass part. Only the grass part is mutter. Right?
Because grass will bend, and a twig won't.
Right.
Break. For sure.
Even according to Rav Shimon, you can't go on a tree.
Correct. Even according to Rav Shimon. There are Rishonim that argued on that, but that's not a Shulchan Aruch Paskin. Are we showing that said it over here? The Rif, the others that said it goes on everything. This statement, even on the tree part, the Shulchan Aruch didn't pass like that. Okay, we have to. Okay, here we go. Now that we've mentioned this pasuk here about the pasuk said, what did it say? Va'at baraglayim chotei. We're gonna have got it to now to the end of the page. Vamar Rami Bar Chama Amar of Asi. You shouldn't force your wife to engage with you in marital relations. Shemar, because it says, V'atz baraglayim chote. Okay? V'amar Yeshua ben Levi, Kala kopa ishtol dvar mitzvah. If you do that, having lo banim she'ena mehuganim. You're going to have not good children. Amar v'ikah bar chanina mikra. How do you know that? What's the pasuk for that? It says, Gam below das nefesh lo tov. It's not good. That's not a good thing. Hanina mihaki, Gam below das nefesh lo tov. That's someone who forces his wife. That's if you have relations repeatedly. If Rava said that's a good thing, that gives you boys. Lo kasha. That's not a kasha. Kan l'das. Kan shol l'das. Yeah, one's when she minds and one when she doesn't mind. If she's okay with it, then it's fine, yes. And if she doesn't mind, then you shouldn't do it. Okay. Amar Shul bar Nachmani, Amar of Yochanan. Kol isha shetovaz baal dover mitzvah. Any woman that goes to her husband and says it's time to have relations to be together, having lobanim, you'll have children. Shafilu b'dorish al Moshe lo havi kamosim. Even by Moshe, they didn't have such children. By Moshe's generation, how do you know? This is crazy far-fetched. Te'ilu b'dorish al Moshe, if it says, havu lachem anashim, we want to choose men to be dayanim. Three criteria. Number one, chachamim. Number two, nevonim. Number three, yodim l'shevteichem. Right, they have to be prominent in the sheva. Ukziv, it says that when he actually got to dayanim, they were missing one of these criteria. Bekaches rosh shevteichem, anashim, chachamim, v'yodim. What about nevonim? V'il nevonim lo ishkach. I couldn't find anybody that was nevonim. V'ilu gabi leah ksiv. Now, what does it say by leah? It says by leah that v'teitzei leah likraso, she went out to meet Yaakov, Batomer, and she said, Eli Tavi, it's now your turn to come to me, Yaakov, because I paid the wages. So she does exactly what the Gemara said. If you do that, you will be zocher to children that even Moshe couldn't find. And what does it say? V'ksiv, it says, Ubnei Yisachar, Yodei Bina, Nevonim, Bina, Le'itim, Ludas, Ma Yasa Yisrael, Roshem, Messiah, V'chol Achev, Alpiyam. Moshe couldn't even find such people, and Leah got them. Now, one second. Asks everybody, if Moshe took from Yisachar too, then didn't he find them? Didn't he find them? So the answer is, but he only found them from Yisachar. It's 1 out of 12. It's 1/12 had that quality. So he didn't even mention it. Such a minority of people. Nevertheless, in Yisachar, it was much more common because That's the reward.
But it's so unusual for a woman to petition the husband.
One second, listen to this. Ain't all that true? Farmer Vitruch Baravimi. Eser klolos, miskal lachava. Chava got punished with 10 klolos. The chiv, it says, Eloisha Omar, harbe arbe. What does harbe arbe mean? Elu shnei tipe damim. These are two different kinds of blood. Echad dam nida, echad dam besulim, which are both a headache. Right? It's considered a klala. It's voneich, zet tsar gidul banim. That's considered tsar gidul banim. Why is it a klala on chav and not on a husband? Because she has it harder. No question. Vaharoneich, what's haroneich? Zet tsar ibor. That's the tsar of birth. So why is it out of order?
Pregnancy.
Why is it out of order? First you have pregnancy, then you have a baby. Two answers. Number one, because tsar gidul banim lasts a lot longer than pregnancy. Pregnancy is only, the whole thing is 9 months maximum, right? Tsar gidul banim never ends. That's one answer. Second answer is because Chava already had two children without tsar of harayon, right? Before the chet, there was no pain. So what kind of klal is that? It already happened and it didn't have it. So it's put second. It's for the future. It's going to happen to you, but not yet. Not what you had till now. You were lucky, Chava. You had two kids, no problems. That's not going to happen anymore. But it's second because it happened already.
A lot of problems because
That's the problem of raising children.
Right.
That everyone has that.
Oh, okay. Right.
That's why it's first. It's much more long lasting. Be'etzev teledi banim kimashmo. You can have tsar giving birth. That's true. Ve'el ishech tushukaseich. You're gonna long after your husband. Malamed she'isha mishlokekes al baila b'shal she'yotzei l'derech. That means that they have relate that she's quiet.
She yearns
him when he's going away. V'uyim shalvach malamed she'isha tovaz believe. Isha only desires it in her heart. V'ish tovav peh. The man says straight out what he wants. Zuhi mida tova binashim. So that's a good thing. So 1 second. We just said it's a good thing, and now we're saying it's not a good. Which one is it? So Gemara says, "Loki kamrinan demiratzia arute kame." She can hint, but she doesn't say anything. That's the answer. She can hint, but she shouldn't say. What about Leah? Leah really didn't say what she wanted. She does that as much as to come for dinner. She didn't really say what she wanted. What? Right. Hani sheva havi. It's only seven. It's only seven callers. Kiyasa ravdimi omar. Well, first of all, atufa ka avel. She's atufa, like an avel, wrapped like an avel, umenudu mikol adam, and she's separated from everyone else, v'chavusha beis asurim, and she's locked up in jail. What does that mean? Ma menudu mikol adam, what does that mean? Ilan mishum da'asir lo yichud, it's ihunami asir lo yichud. Men also have an isur of yichud. What do you mean she's alone? Men also can't be alone. Ela, no, da'asir lo beitre, she can't marry two men, but a man can marry two women. the Masnisa Tana, Megadela Ser Kalilis, she grows her hair like the demon woman Lilith. V'yosheves umishtenes mayim kibehema. Don't repeat this gemara at home. And she sits down when she goes to the bathroom like an animal. V'naz is kar labala. And she acts like a pillow to her husband. Right? Because her husband rests on her. V'ida hani shava hula. Some say that's a good thing. That's good. Damar v'chia ma'itachziv melefonu mevehemos aretz u'me'ofashrei v'yichachmenu. Milfonenu b'mehemos zu pirda. That's a mule. Shekoras, it bends down. Umashten is mayim when it urinates. Umayofashrei v'chachmu zu tarnagol shemefayes. First it appeases its spouse. V'yachakach boel, then it has relations. So it's not such a bad thing. Next. Amar v'yochanan. Ilmalei lo nit natora. Had the Torah not been given, by the way, some say that the words of the pasuk that says don't eat from the Eit Hadas, whatever, are 10 words. And therefore she got 10 clothes. That's where the number 10 comes from. Interesting. Ilmal in the Torah, had the Torah not been given, Hayinu lemeidim tznius michatul, you would learn tznius from a cat. Why is the cat tznius? Rashi says, because it doesn't go to the bathroom in public. Others say different shot. Others say because it doesn't have relations in public. The gezel minamala, you can learn not to steal from an ant. Not to steal. Doesn't mean to steal. The gezel, stealing, not to do it from an ant. The arayos miyona. You can learn arayos from a yona, because a yona is faithful to one spouse his whole life. The derech eretz mitarnagol. And you can learn the way to behave from a chicken. Shemafayes, first it appeases, achakach boel. So mayna payes la, how does it appease? Amar of Yehuda Amarav, Hachika Amarlah. This is what the male chicken says to the female. Zavina lach ziga, I'm going to buy you a coat. Demati lach hakarach. It's going to go down all the way to your knees. A good coat. Lebasar hachi, after that happens, and of course he doesn't buy the coat. Amarlah, he says, Lishtamte lekar belise. My, what's that word? My comb should be cut off. The havitarnagola, the havitarnagola, from me. E islay, if I have money, I don't buy it for you. Now, what does that mean? I have no idea.
Yeah.
Now, two points. So first of all, just because this is opposite shotgun here. So we said if the Torah had not been given, you could learn certain character traits from animals. But now that it has been given, don't learn them from animals. So why not? What? Why?
Why not?
You look at nature, that's how you should behave. Hashem created it like that. So some say, Einachinami. You still have a chiyuv to learn from nature what you can. You can see nature, you can see Hashem's wonders and wisdom and insight. 100%. Others say no, because in every creature, there's ra. A cat has ra. A yona has ra. Every creature has not all good. Only Hashem is good, right? That's what that only the Torah is perfect. A cat. You know how many times we see a cat? You want to just give it a kick, right? Cats have chesronos. They have faults, right? Every other animal has faults. An ant has faults. So you can't learn from. They have a good point too. Okay, that's one shot.
We have no faults.
What?
We have
no, the Torah has no faults. So you want to know how to behave? Look at the Torah. We have faults too. Doesn't say, look at your neighbor and see how he, no, it doesn't say that. It says you can learn from a dog, from a cat. Okay, but cats have chesronos. Torah has no chesronos. That's the reason why some also ask, so why does Torah have to be given? I'll look at the nature and I'll see what to do. So you can give that one answer. Well, they have chesronos. The second answer is, it doesn't teach you everything you need to know. These are isolated things you could learn. You could learn a few things. You can't learn a full personality. Few things you can learn, some ideas. Okay? Alright, we'll pick up here tomorrow. Everybody have a good day.